Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we have a special guest, Brian Pruitt. He's a motivational speaker and the founder of Power of Dad Ministry. Hello, Brian. How are you today?
Hello, Mrs. Jones. I am doing wonderful and excited to be with you all.
Well, we're blessed to have you today. And can you share a little bit with our audience your personal story to why you started the Power of Dad?
Yes, gladly. Power of Dad was my opportunity to turn my personal pain into my passion. I grew up as a fatherless kid in the city of Saginaw, Michigan. I come from four generations of physical abuse and a murder that actually happened in my family. Well, my grandmother's life was actually taken from her by my grandfather. And so as a kid, I grew up with this as this little boy with a big giant hole in my heart. My father was a pretty violent man and then eventually absent himself. And when I got to be about 18 years of age, I made a decision and that decision was that I was going to change the legacy of my family. It became my lifelong dream. I was going to be the first male to do many things in my family. And I knew what that meant was that I needed to be a man of character and integrity, and that I needed to make no excuses for what my past was, that I needed to make that a stepping stone to change the legacy of my family. So I started venturing out to do so. And part of that process was I found quite a few fatherless young men in my city. 14 years ago, my wife and I launched our ministry, Power of Dad. We teach fatherless boys 22 life skills that their fathers were not there to teach them. And we've been doing it long enough now where we're watching those young men grow up, get married, and come to everything that they did not have.
So can you share with us what, from your opinion, why it's so important to have a father in your life?
Yes, because I believe that a father shapes our identity. He helps us to know who we are, okay? And often a father does that through acceptance, affection, and affirmation. When I get hurt, when I got hurt as a kid, I called for my mother. But when I was scared, man, I wanted to call for my father. And life presents a lot of scary moments. And it's really tough when a kid can't look into the stands and see their dad there. There's a strength that you get from your father. The mother and the father both play a role in creating who you are as a person. But I firmly believe that identity is released and it comes from your dad.
For those children that don't have that father figure, how can they fill in those gaps of that missing, parent?
One of the things that my mother did, and I'll just speak from my own personal experience. One of the things that my mother did is my mother working two jobs, raising two children by herself. And probably the smartest thing she ever did in regards to me, she had one daughter, one son, was she trusted one person with me, okay, mm-hmm. to take me on a journey that she could not. And that one person she trusted was an elementary school basketball coach. His name was Coach Lawrence McKinley. And Coach Lawrence McKinley turned out to be probably my saving grace. He took me underneath his wing. I tried out for a basketball team at my elementary school, and he saw a very angry young man. He pulled me to the side. He says, "Man, you're a pretty good athlete." And I said, "Thanks." He says, "But you're a very angry person." And didn't know what to say about that. So he says, why are you so angry? And for the first time in my life, I was confronted by someone who asked me the root questions. They didn't just see the fruit of my life, the anger that was sitting there. They saw some roots there that they wanted to deal with. And what that coach did is when I answered him a little bit, okay? But what he did was he took me underneath his wing. He began to take me to different sporting events. And after every sporting event, he would always say to me, someday that's going to be you out there, and I'm going to be in a crowd cheering you on. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a powerful statement he would make to me, because first of all, Ms. Jones, I didn't believe him. I didn't believe that that could be me. I had so much pain in my life. My pain was drowning out my dreams. I never believed that that could be me. And second of all, never assumed that a man would stick around long enough to see me doing anything like that. Remember, he was the image of my pain. But every week he would pick me up. He would take me to another sporting event, and he would keep saying, someday that's going to be you, and I'm going to be in a crowd cheering you on. And then, and I would always say, it's not possible. Well, one day he picked me up. We went to a football game, and this time as we were leaving, I said, Coach. He said, yeah, Pruitt. And I said, someday that's going to be me, and you're going to be in a crowd cheering me on. This guy began to believe in me so much that it started to cause me to believe in myself. It was amazing. And sure enough, Ms. Jones, believe it or not, I ended up going to college, Central Michigan University, where I played football there. And then I became Central Michigan's first AP first team All-American running back. Yeah. I battled it out with the Heisman Trophy winner my senior year in college. And I did all of that mainly because from a field, I could look into the crowd and I could see the face of a man promised to me when I was in the fourth grade. And man, I enjoyed watching him applaud for me so much that I just kept scoring touchdowns, I guess. So the best thing I would say for any mother or any family that you're growing up without a father in the home is to find a trusted father figure, because that man greatly changed my life and has everything to do with who I am today.
That is great. From me, my personal story, I am a single mother also. And I just want to reiterate that, because I'm in North Carolina. I have absolutely no close family here. And so there isn't an excuse to not find a father figure. I want those single parents to know. I want to shout out to the 100 Black Men of Charlotte. They have stepped in and filled in that role of letting my two sons have, you know, mentors and seeing Black, you know, young men doing great things that they can look up to. I just want to reiterate, find someone that you trust or an organization that you trust. But filling that gap, there just needs to be someone there that they can look up to. You could be a great mother all day long, but having that father figure needs to be there, from my opinion. So we will be right back. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Again, we have Brian Pruitt on, a motivational speaker and the founder of Power of Dad Ministry. And we were just talking about some things that single mothers can do. Is there other advice that you would give mothers that don't have a father figure within the home?
So again, number one, I would say find a trusted organization or individual that you would allow to take your son through the doorway of manhood, to take the journey with them. Number two, don't be offended by that process, because it's not that your child doesn't need you or that they will forget you. Your child, as a matter of fact, will do what I did with my mother. I came back around years later and I said, Mom, thank you for trusting someone to take me. Well, maybe you felt like you couldn't take me through the doorway of manhood. It made my honor for my mother and my respect for my mother grow even more. So I would say, don't be threatened by that process. Nobody can take Mama's place. Okay. can come around mama and help her get her children to where they need to be.
Yes, I will say mothers, you know, your children knows where their help comes first. First is Jesus, but second That's is right. you. So, you know, they will never forget that.
Exactly.
Can you share some important things for children to stay active and engaged with other curricular activities while they might be going through some personal issues at home?
Yeah. My challenge to young people would be this. Stay involved in my saving grace was sports. And I say that because of the people it allowed me to meet. It allowed me to meet my coach who became my mentor. It allowed me to meet and put myself in a situation where there was discipline. It allowed me to place myself in situations where I had to set goals and go after them. So I look back now, what I realized was a lot of what I was not learning from my father, sports was teaching me. Okay. It was almost like a substitute dad. It kept me around people who were challenging me and shaping my character and teaching me responsibility and integrity. So without sports, I really would have been in trouble. Sports became that parameter that I needed and gave me an outline on what it was to grow up and become a man or an adult for young men and young women. So I just challenge young people. Sports is a great place to be and a great opportunity for you to grow up.
Yes. And mothers, I want to say something to you. I know that you have a lot on your plate. I mean, like I said, again, I was a single mother at one time. I was working four jobs at one time, but I still, within those four jobs, had other curricular activities that my kids were doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't have to be sports. I know I wanted my children to learn chess. So I actually created a chess club. So, and had someone hired to actually teach my kids chess. It could be shadowing someone that you know that your child likes a certain occupation. It could be any outlet, but figure out what desires or interests that your child has. And then, you know, try to figure out a way to enhance that and let that grow. It might change and that's okay because, you know, with kids, things and interests change. But at that present time, it's important to fill that void. So, you know, having something or having them engage in something that they enjoy will really help.
And I will say this, Ms. Jones, even with my speaking of chess, that's one of the most recent things that I've gotten my children into, and particularly during the pandemic, okay? The whole thing about sports and different activities is, especially as a single parent mom, my mother knew where I was at because of those things. And she knew she was leaving me in some decently safe places. And so there's so many things we can learn. I got a kid, two kids doing chess right now. I got one in martial arts and one who plays basketball. And it doesn't matter to me what their heart is in regards to doing. I just wanted to be passionate about something. And then as a parent, it's my job to get involved and just try to keep them busy because it's a great way for them to discover who they are as people.
Yes. And the thing is, it really helps with structuring and discipline. I mean, yes, you can get that from home too, but when you're getting it from another outlet, it's great, you know? So is there anything else you would like to say to any parents or out there? Because just as, you know, missing fathers, you know, we do have missing mothers too. So just something to encourage those parents that, you know, their child is missing a parent. What kind of encouragement can you give them?
I want to say this. I want to say to you mothers who are digging deep and giving your kids everything you got, from an adult male now who was a fatherless boy, I want to say thank you. Your kids may not be saying that now because they're just kids, but I want you to know that it matters to us. And we're watching you, we see you, and we don't forget. So keep keep on digging deep, keep on doing what you got to do. You're raising productive adults. To that father who is out there who is wondering if it even matters if you show up and sit in the stands and your kid looks over there and see you, I want you to know from a man who was a kid who looked in the stands who never saw his father at any of his events, I want you to know that it matters, that when they look over there and they see you, they remember that the rest of their life. It means the world to them. They jump a little higher, they run a little faster, they flip a little better. Whatever sport it might be, I want you to know that mom and dads, your presence matters, and your presence is protection, and it leads us to our purpose. So I just want to say on behalf of your children, if they haven't said it, let me say it on behalf of them. Thank you.
No. And I want to reach out to those parents to keep pushing through. And there's sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader, but at the end of the day, you have to know that your efforts mean something, and that at the end of the day, you want your children to be better than you. So you want to pour everything that you can to make them, you know, a productive citizen for the future. So keep working hard, all those efforts of working hard and pushing through will eventually be seen. So, Brian, can you tell us some information about your books and other material that you have and how our audience can get in contact with you?
I've got several books out. They can be found at either one of the websites, powerofdad.org or pruittmotivational.com. The books I write are for family. We have some directed towards men, some directed towards men and women, some directed towards parenting, and even a few books that I've written specifically for youth. Most recent book that I have that's about to come out is called Wounded Lions. Your deepest wound produces your loudest roar. Okay. And so I'm excited about that one. And before that one, a book I wrote was called Fight Like a Man. And so it's just steps to for men on how to fight for their families. And so you can go to pruittmotivational.com or powerdad.org, and you can find those materials there.
Thank you so much, Brian Pruitt, for giving us your wealth of knowledge. We really appreciate you coming on. Again, I want to encourage those single mothers and single dads out there. Keep pushing through, keep loving your children and trying to give them everything that they need. So once again, I want to say thank you, and thank you to our sponsors, Gymnast United, Inc. and Pope Counseling Center, for supporting this podcast. If you would like to make a donation to this podcast, you can go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United, Inc. You can do even a 99-cent donation. You can also go to www.thegripcast.com. Also, sharing our podcast with your friends and family would be helpful for support. Thank you once again for listening to the Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered.